We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Welcome. It is Powerland News Radio 930 WBEN. And we made it to Friday. And not just any Friday. No. It is National Chicken Wing Day. National Chicken Wing Day. And I simply cannot let this opportunity go by without talking to you about the humble chicken wing. Hey, here's a stupid question. Don't think I've ever asked this one before. Do you remember the first time you ate a chicken wing? No, not maybe off of the chicken grill, but the first time you had the chicken wings, hot, medium, or mild. I remember. I actually remember the first time I had wings, and I'm afraid that I was hooked from then on. Yes, the humble chicken wing made its way into my stomach for the very first time in my early teenage years. And unfortunately, I didn't know when to stop. But that's another story for a different day. But it's National Chicken Wing Day. And before I get too deeply into that subject, there's something I want you to think about in the back of your mind. We had a caller earlier this week, and I've been mulling this all week long. I started talking about, we're talking about concerts, and I talked about Woodstock in 1969, one of those concerts that was world-changing, it was epic, it was iconic, all those words they always throw out there. And talked about watching some of the various acts playing at Woodstock, talked about the absolutely abysmal conditions that took place in Bethel, New York in 1969 over a three-day music festival. And by the way, the advance tickets were around $18 and the at-the-door tickets were around $24 until they just made it a free concert because they clearly could not keep everybody out. It was a marauding horde. But it was a cow pasture. Mention this. It was a cow pasture. And it got really, really rainy. And can you imagine, it wasn't just mud that these poor people were walking around in, eating in, sleeping in. It was poo mud. They should have just called it the Poo Mud Music Festival because that's what it turned into. But I made a reference to watching the Woodstock movie. I'm sure you've seen it. How many of you have seen the Woodstock movie? Okay, I'm sure more than a couple. And one of the things that I had not noticed until the caller brought it up, 1969, they took all of these movies of the crowd, and almost everybody was thin as a rail. Now, most of the attendees at Woodstock, we're just going to say, I don't have the statistics. I'm not sure anybody does. I'm going to say, just from the looks of it, average age, probably in the early 20s, and there's going to be a few that were younger than that and many more that were older than that, but average age, early 20s. And many of them, owing to the weather and the rain, were walking around without shirts. And one of the things that I had not noticed until it was brought up is everybody is really in good shape. Oh, they might be a bunch of weed-smoking hippies at a music festival, but they were slim, slender, trim. If you did Woodstock in 2022 and you got a bunch of, let's say, average 20-somethings together in a field in Bethel, New York, and introduced a colossal rainstorm and temperatures as there were in 1969. And the average 20-something was walking around without a shirt on. The difference between 1969 and 2022, I suspect, would be extremely visible. I don't know what the level of obesity was in 1969, but the level of obesity, even among younger people in 2022, is alarming. And there's been a tidal wave of type 2 diabetes, or if Wilford Brimley was here, diabetes. So I'm just wondering, before we get into the whole chicken wing thing, if you want to keep this in the back of your mind, and if you want to call in, that's great. Why do you think America got fat? And how about you? I know why I got fat. I know. I ran into a series of really, really bad luck things. And some of those bad luck things laid me up. And I was unable to be as active as I wanted to be. And of course, when you're laid up, what do you go for? Do you go for the healthy food? No, you go for the comfort food. So a lot of people gained weight over COVID because they weren't eating the vegetables and the salads. They were eating the meatloaf. They were eating the pastas. And they weren't just eating, they were gorging. It was a relief. You were eating your feelings during COVID. So that didn't help me none too much, and I don't think it helped a lot of people none too much. I certainly am not the only person who packed on the pounds during COVID, but I had a running start before then. I did. But it's a real simple equation, and it is, if you want to lose weight, you simply have to burn more calories every day than you are taking in. I don't think that there's a magic formula. I don't think that there's a magic pill. I don't know that there's a magic diet. I mean, how many people do you know who've been on certain plans that sell their own food and they lose the weight, but then the minute they go off that certain food, they regain the weight? It's happened to me. I'm cyclical with the weight gain and weight loss, but I know that it's do or die now. It is absolutely do or die, and I've been a pretty good boy over the course of the past month or so, and sometimes, as you know, the body holds on to fat. Like, what are you doing to us? You're not feeding us like you used to. We'd better not burn any. Stop burning the fat. He's not bringing in the calories like he did. Stop the fat burn. Let's just see. It's like Three Mile Island. They're trying to contain the loss, you know. Are we going into meltdown? Body fat, are we going into meltdown? Something like that. But anywhere you look, the most basic theory is usually the best. The less calories you eat and the more calories you burn, the more weight you are going to lose. It's one simple equation that holds true for everybody. Now, it is true that older people tend to not have the fast metabolism of younger people. It is easier to lose weight in your 20s than it is in your 40s, just like it's easier to bounce back from an injury in your 20s than it is in your 40s. I don't know how many of you have been in this situation, but how many of you broke a bone in your 20s? No big deal. You break a bone in your 40s, ow, ow. You feel that thing for the rest of your life. You become the most accurate barometer in the room. Yes, I know it's going to rain. Like last night at a certain outside street festival. It's kind of funny because everybody's checking their cell phones because everybody's looking in the sky. Everybody sees this edge of showers. And we're trying to figure out, is the shower approaching us or is it going to skirt by us? And the wind picked up. And usually when the wind picks up, that is a pretty good sign that something is about to go down. And I honestly don't know if it really rained or if it didn't rain, because the minute the wind picked up, we hightailed it out of where we were outside and into an inside place. Might have actually burned some calories along the way. But do you have, but I mean, I'm gonna take both calls at the same time. And this is going to be really awkward, but why not? I'm not afraid of awkward situations, clearly. But the situation with Americans and getting fat, why do you think it is? Why? I mean, we have all of these diet plans that are out there. The paleo diet, the Atkins diet was big, the South Beach diet was big. all of these, the Scarsdale diet didn't work out well for the guy who invented it. But it's one of these things where every single week somebody comes up with, oh, you got to try these. You got to try keto. Now, keto would not be especially healthy for me. It's not a real good idea for me to do keto. No matter how successful people have been with losing weight on keto, not a real good idea. But one of the simple questions is, are you, this is maybe getting a little bit too deep into your brain, I'm not sure, but are you happy with the way that you look? Honestly, if you could press a button and take off weight, how much weight would you want to take off if you're listening to this show? I'll go first. I would like to take off 35 pounds. 35 pounds. I want to get back to where I was pre-heart attack days. That was a good weight for me. Now, the funny thing is, given my height, 185 is actually obese. Well, I never felt obese at 185. 185 was a darn good weight. I looked good at 185. I do not look good 35 or so pounds more than 185, and I know that. See, that's the thing. People who are overweight, we don't need any reminders. Hey, you really packed down the pounds since the last time I saw you. Or as a wonderful text this week read, well, we could get a crane and pick up Tom. That was a really good feeling to give me. It's like you're in the middle of looking at yourself in the mirror thinking, how did it ever fall to this? And then you get a text, why don't we get a crane to pick up Tom? And it was like my heart, I was like, excuse me, am I back in elementary school again? That is one of the cruelest things I've ever had texted to me in my life. In my life. It bothered me. It still bothers me. Yes, if you're overweight, you know you are overweight. And hopefully you are working on it. Now, there comes a time when you realize it must be worked on. And I hit that time 2 years ago, but I didn't really work on it. And going out, see, here's another thing, too. If you have anything like an active social life, it's very difficult to not take in calories because we live in Buffalo, right? And what is Buffalo? Buffalo is a beer town with a football problem. Okay, that's the old T-shirt. But we have so many options, as we circle back around to National Wing Day, we have so many options of food that is not particularly good for us. It's a hell of a thing to be talking about with the Erie County Fair coming, right? And all that wonderful fair food, otherwise known as, why don't the people at Buffalo General just set up shop next to the Erie County Fair just to catch us on the way out as we go into cardiac arrest? But if you could push a button and lose weight, in all honesty, how much would you want to lose? Because I really do think, and I know this from personal experience not all that long ago, of course, it seems like another lifetime ago, I really do think that you could be too skinny. You know, I got very, very sick on a vacation once, and I got down into the 160s. That was not a good look. I looked awful. I looked pale. I looked weak. Not a really good look. Not what I wanted to project. 185, medically, morbidly obese. But for me, I look great at 185. Everything was toned, firm, everything like that. And then, like I said, I ran into a string of things that ended up laying me up. I'm still not out of that string. Not sure when I'm going to be out of the string. But the key is to not compensate by eating. Not compensate by eating. And that, by the way, my little story about the text brings to mind another question that I would ask you. And it is, what is the most horrible thing anybody has ever said to you in your adult life about your weight? Seriously. Because I maintain, people who are fat know, you know you're fat. You don't need a memo. You don't need a text. You don't need a conversation. You don't need an intervention. You know that you are fat. So comments like, we could use a crane for Tom, not exactly helpful to the situation. I mean, I suppose you can use it for inspiration. Crane, I'll show you next time a baby sparrow can pick me up, see? I won't weigh more than a typical earthworm. Now, that would be too skinny. But why do you think that we as a nation, because I know I'm not the only one. No. That's a no. Why do you think that we got fat as a nation? Why did we get fat? Is it the super hyper abundance of junk food or fast food that is out there? Think about buffalo. We have the chicken wing. We have a certain brand of hot dog that is indigenous to Buffalo, New York, that people absolutely love. Why did we get fat? Is it the ease with which we are able to get food? There is a drive-through on every major intersection, all the big fast food chains. I remember when fast food used to be a treat, some kind of a treat, right? But some people actually make fast food a major part of their calorie consumption, fast food. And honestly, I'm not into fast food. I don't particularly like it. I don't any more than I like Chinese food. And it's not a slur on anybody. It's just I don't like Chinese food. Used to like it. Stopped liking it because I realized every time I ate Chinese food, I felt like, well, A, why did I eat that about a minute after I ate it? And then B, let's go have some more 2 hours after I ate. It was the weirdest thing in the world. Much rather have Thai food. Now, Thai food to me, oh, it's awesome. Brown rice, not white rice. Little things that make a difference. 803-0930 is the phone number, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Caller has been bothering me all week, talking about Woodstock 1969 and what a similar view of the typical 20-something would be in the year 2022. Why do you think that is? Is it the fact that in the old days, of course, this is a glamorized version of America for many, but in the old days, dad would be off working, mom would be at home. Mom would spend the entire day preparing a delicious salad, a nutritious meal, possibly a dessert, but it was always balanced. It wasn't, hey, let's run up to Arby's, and I'm not picking on Arby's. Let's go to McDonald's, let's go to Wendy's, let's go to fill in the blank here. It wasn't one of those things. And unfortunately, you realize as you get older, did I mention that your body does not burn stuff as much as you're older than it does when you are younger? Very easy to, well, I'm sorry, it's a lot easier to lose it in your 20s than it is in your 40s. You know it, and I know it. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, hand in hand with that, this is so inappropriate, but I like being inappropriate. It is National Chicken Wing Day. National Chicken Wing Day. And I got to find out from you guys, and we've done this before, but it's time to do it again, because I want to expand the repertoire of questions. When you think chicken wings, and honey, I know we really shouldn't, but do you want to go out for wings? Of any place in Western New York, what is your first choice for wings? And I will tell you, and this is getting more and more confusing by the day, because there are different wing flavors coming out each and every day. Drew Cerza and the people at Glen Park, they unveiled a chicken wing flavor this morning. There are new flavors every single day. Used to be hot, medium, or mild. Now you've got, oh, would you like Cajun dry rub? I don't even know what Cajun dry rub is. I like the way it tastes. But and you got to dip the wings, by the way, in blue cheese. Any of you who use ranch dressing for chicken wings are committing an abomination against the chicken wing that I think is biblically unsound. I think that you, no, I'm serious. I believe that you run a chance of eternal hellfire for dipping an innocent chicken wing in anything but blue cheese, especially ranch dressing. Anyway, got a couple of things going on either end of the continuum here. Why did America get fat? Why did you get fat? How fat are you? What are you doing about it? I know what I'm doing about it. It's real simple. I'm eating and I'm drinking less, a lot less. Been doing it for the past month. I've seen some results, not as fast as I'd like, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. Ooh, cookies. Anyway, somebody mentioned cornbread. Right here, please. Let me give you the phone number, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I need to break, but if you would be so kind as to hold on, I'll get to your calls right after the news at 2:30 with Mr. Puckett and briefly reintroduce the topics, weight loss, being fat, and National Chicken Wing Day. I don't think you could ask for a better dance partnering than that, do you? Well, maybe Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze, but that would be the second time we've mentioned Dirty Dancing in 2 days, and that would be wrong. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Roger Daltrey on stage. Bare-chested and bare-abdomened, and that was pretty much the look of Woodstock. And in 2022, if they did that all over again and they showed the crowd would look like Bigfoot as opposed to thin, slender 20-somethings. So when and why did America get fat? I want to know. As far as you, just be honest with me. How much weight would you like to lose? If you could press a magic button, how much would you like to lose? Now, I don't want anybody calling in to pimp their own services. Whether it's a product or whatever, I don't want that. But I will let you pimp chicken wing places. Absolutely. Let's go to, I know where my priorities are. Let's go to Kat in Amherst on WBEN. Kat, you are on. Hello.
Good afternoon, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Perfect. It's my sincere belief that back in the 60s, our processed food was actually preserved a lot with salt. Somewhere along the way, FDA stepped in and said, you know, salt's not that great. And they substituted a lot of that salt preserving with sugar and processed sugars, artificial sugars, the sucrose, dextrose, maltodextrin, etc.
Now, does this belief have any scientific basis, or is it just a belief?
It is just a belief of mine. And plus the fact that once I stopped eating all the processed sugars in my life, it was easy to drop a pound to 2 pounds a week.
Which is about the most anybody really wants to lose is 2 pounds a week, they say. That is the safe way to do it. How about the idea of caloric intake versus caloric burn? Didn't that figure into the equation?
No.
Well, I mean, 100 pounds of sugar calories is not going to be any more than 100 pounds of carrot calories.
You know, for myself, the big difference was once I stopped eating a lot of the processed sugars, that's when my weight started coming off.
So how much did you lose?
I've done it very gradually. I was over 200 pounds. I'm down to 165 over a matter of maybe about 15 years.
Well, that's a little slower than I'd like to go, to be honest with you. I'm just saying.
A good 10, 15 pounds was once I stopped that sugar, though, and that was
So what do you eat? I mean, what did you give up? When you say you stopped eating the sugar, a lot of people don't read labels, like I don't read labels. What did you give up, and what did you replace it with?
Well, it's surprisingly enough, you know, I can't even pick up saltine crackers without reading the ingredients, because a lot of your saltine crackers are made with sugar. A lot of the pre-made frozen food, French fries, a lot of them have maltodextrin or just plain dextrose it's frozen with. So a lot of the convenience frozen food I had to give up.
So we need more salt, you're saying, and less sugar.
It helped in my case.
Well, all right. Thank you very much. A lot of people, of course, are told to limit salt intake because of blood pressure. I mean, it's a tricky thing. I don't know. Again, I don't know if there's any scientific basis for what she's saying. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. John is up next on the other end of the continuum. So we talk about chicken wings, too, because this is National Chicken Wing Day. This is such an awkward juxtaposition of topics. Only I could do this. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, Tom. How you doing, brother?
It's a beautiful day.
It is. Hey, I just heard you talking about chicken wings, and there is a way you can lose weight. I don't know if we want to name names or not, but it takes discipline. And if you follow the program, I have found that you can lose weight and do lose weight. At least I did. But again, it takes discipline. And you don't want to name what it is that we follow, right? As far as
well, I mean, is it keto? Is it paleo? Anything like that?
It's Weight Watchers.
Oh, okay. All right, that's fine.
Yeah, Weight Watchers is very cool. I mean, you can basically eat what you want to eat. Of course, they always change the structure of it every now and then because it's how you make money. You just change things a little bit. But basically, you can eat what you want. It's just that you have to follow the program. You get a certain amount of points based on your age and weight and things like that. And, yeah, so it does work if you are disciplined enough to follow the program.
Well, and you know, I read a sign the wrong way one night. I walked into Height Watchers. It was really weird.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I know Booker, your good friend Booker, with bowling. I haven't seen him in a while, and I miss him a lot. I've mentioned that on your Facebook page.
Yeah, he's been laid up with knee surgery, so he's hurting a little bit. So as far as
okay.
All right, so you talk about the Weight Watchers thing. What it has on my screen here is, you remember the first time you ate a chicken wing?
I do remember the first time I ate a chicken wing, and I remember my ex-wife gave me a grief because I actually ate a chicken wing and blue cheese to go with it. It was at Kenmore Lanes, and way back then, they did a really good job with their chicken wings. And they still do, actually. But that was the first time I had a chicken wing. And now when I go for chicken wings, there's so many choices in Buffalo and Western New York, it isn't funny. One of my favorite places is at the Audubon North Bar and Restaurant on Sweet Home Road. Did you ever go there?
No.
You went there?
No, I have not.
Oh, yeah. It's just a neighborhood place. You could wait a little longer sometimes because they expanded its capacity a little bit. He's got a very small cooking area, but it's not like you wait a real long time, but it's worth the wait. Everything is freshly made there. And right now, I think it's like $29. You get a double order of wings. It's 20 wings, and you get a pitcher of beer.
$29. Oh, but they give you the pitcher of beer, too.
Yes, sir.
For the $29, because some of us remember 10-cent wings, which, interestingly, corresponded with roughly the time we got obese in America. I think the 10-cent wing was accountable. Why did your wife give you a hard time for eating the chicken wing?
My ex-wife, I don't know, because I tried something different without her and blue cheese, and she apparently didn't like that. That's not why she's not my ex-wife right now. But, yeah, she just gave me a hard time.
Well, it depends on what you try without her. I mean, that's chicken wing would be the least down the list, I would think.
Absolutely. But you know what you said about 5-cent, 10-cent wings and things?
Yeah.
Sure. That's what it was back then. And back then, you know, a double order of wings was 24. And I remember being able to eat 24 wings and a pitcher of beer to go with it. I can't do that now. But, yeah.
That idea absolutely nauseates me. I get a single order of wings. I'll have maybe two, three wings. That's it. Then the rest of the table can have, because I don't want them. I don't need them.
Yeah. I just have a few now. I don't do like that anymore. That's for sure.
No, that's insane. John, thank you very much. All right. The first time he had wings, Kenmore Lanes and the Audubon place he mentioned. I know that listening to me on the radio, you might think that I've been to every bar and restaurant in Western New York, but that actually is not the case. Like you, I am a creature of habit. Then there is the issue with chicken wings of hot, medium, or mild. I say if you're getting chicken wings, you get them hot. Now, some people get the suicidal hot. I'm not sure if Duff's still offers that as an option or if somebody's complained about the use of the word, but I must tell you that if you put a gun to my head, and please don't, but if you put a gun to my head and said, all right, Tom, best wing in Buffalo, who has it? I would say, oh, Duff's, duh, and you got to get Duff's hot with extra celery and extra blue cheese. That is the way to go. I have always been a big fan of Duff's. Oh, I forgot a very important element. Always ask, at least I do, to get them done crispy. I want well-done wings. All right, 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Why did America get fat? Why did you get fat? What do you do? What have you done to lose the weight? I mean, places like Weight Watchers, I guess it's okay if you use their particular name. It's just I don't want every weight loss center in the area calling up trying to get free airtime, if you understand what I'm saying. But if it's something that you have done, I got to weigh each one individually with no particular criterion except what I feel at that moment. But do you remember the first wing you had? I must have been 13, 14 years old. My first girlfriend ever had a sister, and she decided to make chicken wings. And I thought, well, this is unusual. What a strange thing to be making, chicken wings. And then the first time I bit into it, after the blue cheese, I thought my mouth was going to actually start exhaling flames like a dragon. Didn't happen that way. I had some water, and then continued to eat and eat and eat. I'm not sure how many chicken wings I had when I had my first chicken wing, but it was like it's like the potato chip. You start, you can't finish. You start, you just can't stop. Which is, I guess, the same as not being able to finish. You just keep going and going. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Joan in Buffalo. Joan, first things first, when do you think America started to get fat? And do you agree with the premise that if Woodstock were held today and they showed shots of the crowd would look about twice as big individually as the crowd in 1969?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I read a book from a cardiologist who talked about that, saying, you know, why do we see women jogging down the street and people are doing all these triathlons and everything or doing, you know, races, but you still see people and they're fat. And he believes it has to do with how our wheat has been genetically modified.
Genetically modified wheat.
Yep. And he talks about there is a wheat available called einkorn, which has been untouched basically over 20,000 years ago. And it is something you can buy and is available. But he did studies where it was a cardiologist. He did blood sugar tests on himself. And after eating like a piece of bread made with this einkorn flour, a real basic recipe, and then one made with like a typical white flour, and it showed how like his, he said he had headaches, felt bloated, had some brain fog, noticed his blood sugar spiked up much differently, and had some other notable changes in his blood values. So that's this particular doctor's theory, that it has to do with our genetically modified wheat.
So you read this book by the cardiologist about einkorn wheat, but you didn't do that yourself. What did you do?
Well, actually, this sounds like a crazy thing. I walked into a pharmacy, and they had this artificial slab of what 5 pounds looked like on a scale, and it really just disgusted me. And I've been wanting to lose probably 10 pounds, but just haven't been able to do it over the last 10 years. And I just always believe it's calories in, calories out. Your body works like a bank. You know, you put more in, the count goes up. You take it out, obviously you're going to lose the weight or go down. but, you know, that's easier said than done. So I found using a weight loss app and really literally tracking what you are putting in your mouth and how many calories a day, because until you are really aware of that, the portion sizes and how much you're eating, you really don't have a good sense of it. And for me, it has been successful. I lost about 10 pounds, about a pound a week. You kind of put in your height, weight, age, how much you want to lose, at what pace. And basically, you can eat what you want, you know. You want to eat that cookie, you want to have ice cream, okay, go ahead and have it, but it's going to cost you this much. You're going to have to, you know, either have a deficit for that later in the day, or alter your eating, or say, you know what, that's it, I'm done for today. No more eating till tomorrow. And I found that has worked. I'll admit I've been kind of stuck at a plateau for the last few months, but again, I probably haven't been as strict with it, even though I have been still counting the calories, but I'm being honest with myself, and yep, I've been eating a few hundred more a day, so it's kind of been, rather than going to a loss, just a maintenance. But
which app did you use? Really, did you use Lose It?
Yep, Lose It.
That's a great app.
Easy. And just back to that book, I actually do buy the Einkorn wheat, and have noticed, like, you do feel less bloated, and I do feel better eating it, but I guess I don't really buy into believing in, like, any specific diet, like the Atkins low carb or the, don't eat any white bread. I think it's all about knowing what's going in versus what's going out and having a real conscious awareness of it. Or I don't even think the exercise matters as much. I mean, I believe in it, and it's important, and I exercise, but it really is all about what you eat. And you can eat a larger volume of food if you're eating healthier foods.
Right. Understood. Joan, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go. My problem is I don't do my own cooking. I'm a restaurant guy. I don't know why I have a kitchen in my house. I should just convert it into a gym. Here is Chuck. Like, there's nothing like it's big enough. Chuck in Boston. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hello there, Tom.
Yes, sir. You remember the first chicken wing you ever ate?
I'm not originally from here. I'm from Pittsburgh. I met a woman in Georgia. I came up here on vacation, this, that. The townhouse in Hamburg. It had to have been, I'm 60 years old. It had to have been almost 30 years ago.
First 30 years of your arteries' lives were fat-free, and you moved to Buffalo, and everything changed.
Yep. And now it's called moderation, and yes, you're right. The obesity in this country is pretty bad.
How about you, Chuck? When you look in the mirror, are you happy with what you see? I am not.
No. No. I need to lose at least 10 pounds. And I always watch what I eat to keep the weight down, to keep the chronic pain and everything out of the, you know, out of the equation. So a little bit more cardio and watch what you eat.
So what are you going to do? You remember your first wing, but what are you going to do to lose the 10 pounds? Which, frankly, you know, 10 pounds sounds like nothing to me.
It's
10 pounds seems like it ought to be really easy to come off.
If I can get my rear end moving a little bit faster.
Well, how about the idea that it's all a question of how many calories you burn versus how many calories you take in. That's the only thing that matters, no matter what you're eating.
Right. And you just got to, moderation. If I go out to eat, like you said, you go out to eat a lot. I don't. I'll rather cook for myself. I have a garden. I have veggies. And that ends up being meals for me during the summer. It's the winter months that I end up putting it on.
Well, it's easy. It's easy to do around here, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I've noticed it more and more.
All right, Chuck, thank you.
Good weekend. Be safe.
Thank you very much. But I will say this much. When I go out, more often than not, I get a salad. Seriously, salad is my favorite thing. I might not look like it, but I'm killing lettuce and onions and tomatoes at an astronomical rate. I just hope that radishes don't have feelings.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.